Report, NYC considers housing migrants in old jail where Jeffrey Epstein died. By John Binder on August 17, 2023. New York City officials are considering housing border crossers and illegal aliens in the former jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died. Since the spring of last year, about 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York City, spurring Mayor Eric Adams, D., to urge those at the United States-Mexico border not to travel to the sanctuary city. While Adams struggles to keep border crossers and illegal aliens off the streets, the Associated Press, AP, reported that city officials are now considering putting new arrivals in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan, the federally operated jail that closed in 2021 after Epstein, accused of operating a global sex trafficking ring, was found dead in his jail cell. Related video, migrants waiting for entry to Roosevelt Hotel. The AP reported. The letter, written by a senior counsel for the city's law department, identifies several other sites in which migrants could potentially be housed, including the defunct Metropolitan Correctional Center, which closed in 2021. That shutdown came after the detention center, whose prisoners have included Mafia Don John Gotti, associates of Osama bin Laden and the Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, came under new scrutiny because of squalid conditions and security lapses exposed following Epstein's death. Such a move would come as Adams has already been housing adult male border crossers and illegal aliens in a former jail in Harlem. Meanwhile, Republicans and New Yorkers are blasting Adams and New York City for attempts to pawn off border crossers and illegal aliens to their communities and neighborhoods. At the Creedmoor Psychiatric Facility in Queens Village, Queens, this week, residents protested Adams putting migrants in tents on the property. Most recently, for instance, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, R., warned Adams not to send migrants to Long Island. "Let me make it clear one more time, Nassau County is not a sanctuary county," Blakeman said during a press conference Thursday. "We are not inviting immigrants and migrants into the county that are here from south of the border and not using proper and normal channels that have been used in the past." Likewise, Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella, R., is lobbying New York's congressional delegation to pass legislation in the House and Senate that would require border crossers and illegal aliens to be sent to the National Mall in Washington, D.C. "Immigration is a federal responsibility. Staten Island didn't cause this problem," Fasella told the New York Post. Why is Staten Island being asked to solve the migrant crisis? Every day, illegal immigration costs New Yorkers nearly $8 million. And by 2025, Adams' office projects it will have cost city taxpayers about $12 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.